If you're listening to SCR Breakfast back in July, you might have heard we sort of spent about a week covering a lot of issues surrounding homelessness. But it's still, like, you can do stuff like that, but it's still this really big problem in Australia and in Sydney especially. And one of the things about it that people sort of maybe miss when in the discussion is the fact that you don't necessarily have to be on the street sleeping rough to actually be homeless. Sarah Avery spoke about the issue at the UTS Big Thinking Forum this year and has experienced homelessness herself. And Sarah joins you now on the line. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you, Brett?
Hey, really well. So I know throughout your HSC, you were actually homeless then. Was there a sort of a reaction that you noticed from like your friends or teachers, or did it sort of fly under the radar a little bit?
Yeah, so I didn't put the word homeless to my experience until about 3 years later. But I was really lucky to have a very supportive group of people around me. So I was couch surfing with friends, and one of them, her mum was a teacher at my school. So I was really lucky in that people were very supportive, but also very lonely, because going to a private school, people didn't really have any idea what I was going through.
Right. And you say the term like couch surfing, like to me, never would I associate that with homelessness. It just doesn't ring the same sort of imagery for me as the word homeless. So, I mean, is that, how big of an issue do you think that is, that sort of definition?
I mean, the stats on people sleeping rough is actually about less than 5% of people who are homeless. So being homeless is not having a permanent address. So when I was at that time of my life, if someone wanted to send me some mail, I wouldn't have anywhere to tell them to send it. And that's kind of what homelessness is. It's being a transient person without somewhere you can chuck your school bag and relax.
Yeah, right. And I mean, where do you think we start with an issue like that? Because like you say, it can sort of be something that it's a little bit hard to reach out and get help for. So, I mean, what can sort of family and friends do if you do have someone that's like, let's say, wanting to sleep on your couch for a bit? Is there anything you can do without sort of sounding like patronising to the person that is sort of couch surfing with you?
Yeah, I mean, there's a real balance to be struck between understanding that that person has and is going through a really traumatic time of their life, but I remember about 5 days after I had left home, I was in the kitchen with one of my friend's mums, and she said to me, "What's your plan, Sarah? Because you know this can't be permanent." And I was kind of hurt by that at the time, but looking back, it was really important to have someone I can have that conversation with about, okay, where is this going? What areas of our community can I get in touch with in order to really you know, make a difference for me and get back on my feet? So those little conversations alongside support and understanding can be instrumental in someone being able to, as I said, get back on their feet.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think maybe like moving forward, I guess, like, do you think we need to have a bit more of a conversation about how we are viewing homelessness? Like, I know we recently, there was like a whole week dedicated to it, right? Like the National Homelessness Week or whatever. And I don't know, it doesn't feel like that issue ever sort of got brought up as part of the conversation.
I think the symbol in Australia and in many places in the world of someone who is in a real state of desperation, a real state of need, is someone sleeping rough. And I mean, don't get me wrong, there are so many people in our community who need real support in that area. But in always talking about the people who are in that level of crisis, it ignores that there's so many people in refuges, so many young people in out-of-home care, and so many young people like I was sleeping on the couches of mates. And I had 7 or 8 houses that I lived in that you might call a permanent address over year 11 and 12. So breaking down those stereotypes and the stigma associated with putting the word homeless on your situation would really make a difference in terms of people reaching out for the services that they need.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hey, Sarah, thanks so much for sharing your insights. It's been really, yeah, I think we've learned a lot. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Thank you.
There you go. Sarah Avery. She's an advocate for sort of, yeah, raising that awareness around the issue and as someone that's experienced it herself. I think, yeah, definitely someone to be listening to if you want to learn more about that stuff.